From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer, chair of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, has released documents that show staffers at the Environmental Protection Agency lobbied their boss not to deny California permission to enforce tougher-than-federal vehicle emission standards, as he ultimately did in December. Ground warning lights are coming to some of the country's busiest airports. Red lights embedded in the pavement will tell pilots whether it's safe to cross a runway or not. Bobby Sturgill, acting director of the Federal Aviation Administration, unveiled the system yesterday at Los Angeles International Airport.
The reasoning is simple. Drivers have stoplights to guide them, so why not pilots? Well, now they will. We call them runway status lights. And we're bringing this technology here because LAX needs it.
LAX, which has had the most runway incursions in the country since 2001, has offered to pay the full cost of the system. That's $6.7 million. Struggling seniors in California are shortchanged by the federal benchmark for poverty. So say UCLA researchers who report the annual income federal officials use to determine eligibility for public programs doesn't factor in the cost of housing, medical care, or transportation. UCLA public health professor Stephen Wallace.
We looked at the actual cost of living in California for older adults and came up with a figure that was about twice what the federal government says is the poverty line.
Wallace figures an average couple in California needs more than $30,000 a year. The federal poverty line is less than $14,000. State senators have begun the process of balancing next year's budget. No small feat, given California's $16 billion deficit. Governor Schwarzenegger has proposed lawmakers make up the shortfall by cutting 10% from every category of spending. Democratic leaders aren't game for that, as KPCC's Julie Small reports.
Senate Pro Tem Don Pirata says he'll use budget hearings to spell out how the governor's proposed cuts would affect core state services, like education. Pirata, a former high school teacher, says the governor's idea to cut $4.5 billion from kindergarten through 12th grade and community college could result in layoffs for tens of thousands of teachers. Pirata says an additional $1 billion Schwarzenegger wants to cut from state universities would weaken the labor pool and thus hurt the economy.
If we can't do any better than this in education and with our university system, we will not compete in the world economy. We won't have to worry about the ports of call. Because there won't be anything around here to spend on.
Democrats want to balance the state budget through a combination of cuts and tax hikes, but Republican legislators say they won't support any new taxes. They agree with Schwarzenegger that the state needs to spend less instead. Democrats say they plan to ask community members and county officials to testify at budget hearings over the next 3 months on how the governor's proposed cuts would affect them. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small in Sacramento.
The family of a developmentally disabled U.S. citizen wrongfully deported to Mexico is suing the federal government and Los Angeles County. L.A. Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports the case of Pedro Guzman, who went missing in Mexico for almost 3 months, has become a rallying point for critics of U.S. immigration enforcement.
30-year-old Pedro Guzman was born and raised in Lancaster, north of Los Angeles. He's cognitively impaired. He can't read above a second grade level, and he's unable to memorize basic information. Last spring, Guzman was arrested for trespassing and placed in an L.A. County jail. That's where, according to Guzman's lawyer, James Brosnahan, sheriff's deputies identified Guzman as a possible illegal immigrant.
They started trolling and holding cells looking for Hispanics that they suspected might not be citizens. And that's how that they decided to interview him in the first place.
Even though the L.A. County Sheriff's Department had records on file proving Guzman was a U.S. citizen, authorities mistakenly identified Guzman as a citizen of Mexico. He was handed over to immigration officials, and on May 11th of last year, Pedro Guzman, a U.S. citizen, was deported to Mexico. He was dropped off in Tijuana and roamed around northern Mexico, lost, for 85 days. James Brosnahan says it's a wonder that Guzman, with his limited cognitive abilities, survived.
He, got food out of garbage cans in Mexico. He washed himself in rivers. The pressure of it was terrible, and he tried to cope with it, tried to deal with it, try to understand what was happening, and he didn't really understand what was going on.
Brosnahan represents the Guzman family in a lawsuit that will be filed today against the United States government and the L.A. County Sheriff's Department for damages to Guzman. Steve Whitmore, a spokesman for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, declined to comment on the lawsuit but did offer one statement.
We look forward to telling the whole story, and we don't believe that the whole story is being told right now.
Whitmore declined to elaborate. A spokeswoman for Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement wrote in an email that Guzman's case is one of a kind. She said Guzman repeatedly told officials he was born in Mexico and signed a document agreeing to voluntarily return there. Maria Carvajal is Guzman's mother. After her son went missing, she took time off from her job at a fast food restaurant to search for her son at morgues and prisons throughout northern Mexico. When he was finally found at a U.S. border crossing and then returned home, Carvajal says she barely recognized her son.
To me, he wasn't the same son who had left me months before. He wasn't well, he wouldn't talk, he was very thin, as if he hadn't eaten anything.
Carvajal says her son was so traumatized that it took him weeks to be able to speak comfortably with his own family. Guzman's case helped prompt a congressional hearing 2 weeks ago. California Democrat Zoe Lofgren chairs a subcommittee which held the hearing. She said testimony from Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Gary Mead regarding the Guzman case and others where U.S. citizens were mistaken for illegal immigrants was troubling.
He didn't know anything, and he couldn't answer any questions, and what he did say was defensive and not very helpful in terms of getting to the bottom of questions. And did seem to display an attitude of not really much caring too much if Americans are picked up and thrown out of the country.
Lofgren says the Guzman lawsuit may help shine a light on the federal government's increasing reliance on local law enforcement to help enforce immigration law. L.A. County Sheriff's Department is one of dozens of law enforcement agencies nationwide that have entered into such agreements with the government.
We'll see whether, if L.A. County gets sued, how much they want to stay with this program. A court will decide what their liability is, but my guess is it's substantial.
L.A. County and the U.S. government have 30 days to respond to the lawsuit. Lawyers for Pedro Guzman say a trial is expected to start later this year. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, February 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment, working to ensure that Californians get statewide health reform this year. Online at cahealthreformnow.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.